Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to examine a question that a lot of people ask, and that question is about the relation that ordeals and trials and tribulations that a human being goes through in this life have with the level of his faith. So in order to understand the answer to this question, we need to take a brief look at some of the hadith which have been mentioned with respect to this subject. So with respect to this question, we have many hadith and they can help elucidate the relation between trials and tribulations and faith. One of the beautiful hadiths is a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq has been reported to have said, "It is written in the Book of Ali." The Book of Ali was a book in which Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote many interesting matters regarding the verses of the Holy Quran. For example, like when each verse was revealed, what was it about, and also explanation of these verses, right? This is one of the sources of the knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt and the A'imma alayhim as-salam, the family of the Prophet and the Imams alayhim as-salam. And this was passed down from one Imam to the next. And many times, the Imams, they would quote from this book, like as is occurring in this hadith right now. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "It is written in the Book of Ali, the believer is attested according to the level of his good deeds." Ala qadri a'malihi al-hasana. So whoever is sound of faith and good deeds, his ordeals are more intense. The ordeals that he goes through, they're more intense and they're more acute. Not necessarily more in number, but maybe the quality of those ordeals and trials are more. After mentioning this, the Imam, he kind of alludes to the reason for this. He says, "And that is because Allah, the Exalted, did not make this life a source of reward for a believer, nor a source of punishment for a disbeliever." So it's not if a believer is going through trials and tribulations, it's not because Allah is trying to punish the person. In the Quranic sciences, there is a discussion regarding a Quranic concept mentioned in the Quran called istidraj. Istidraj means that a person who is a disbeliever and does not believe in God, God Almighty sometimes gives him and increases his blessings so that. The person can, increase in his disbelief and his punishment in the hereafter will be more. Right? So conversely, in a similar way, we could say that the believer's trials and tribulations increases so that God can increase his reward in the hereafter. And the Imam alludes to this in the end of this hadith when he says, "However, he whose faith and deeds are weak, his ordeal is also little." Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the relation between ordeals and the level of one's faith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.